We're learning Masechtas Zvachim. We're in the fourth paragraph to Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah Aleph was discussing when it came to bringing sacrifices on the outer Mizbeach, in the event that one would at least do the sprinkling one time, then it suffice. The question was when it came to Achatas, whether it was necessary to do it twice or once is also acceptable, according to Beis Hillel. When it came to that carbon, the chatas, you have to sprinkle it four times. That's only referring to the outer mizbeach. This next mission discusses that there are some times in which karbanos, the blood, must be sprinkled inside inside by the kodesh or by the mizbeach hazahav, the golden mizbeach. And Mishnah says as follows: Kol nitanim al mizbeach apnimi. Any time in which there's an obligation to sprinkle the blood on the inner altar, she'im chisur achas min hamatanos will keep it. It says that if a person would have even missed sprinkling it even one single time, in which, as we'll be seeing again in the famous next parak, that it's necessary to sprinkle it sometimes seven or even as much as eight times, the blood in certain areas between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. And in that situation, if you would not sprinkle it even just one time less, if you have done it improperly, then it doesn't work. And the reason, as we're familiar with this sentence, because we say it all the time in Ism Koman, Matana Achas Mehen Makabas. That one matana, one giving, one sprinkling will be ma'akib, will hold it back from it being a proper karban, proper kapara. Therefore, it's necessary that all the sprinkling must be done. Lefichach, therefore, concludes the Mishnah, Im nasan kuan ketikana. The person did all of the sprinklings properly, with all the proper thoughts. The achashlo ketikana, however, the last one was not done properly. Pasul v'ein bo karis. So he says, because, let's say, for example, you have to have sprinkled seven times, so the fact is, all seven are necessary. And therefore, if you're missing one, therefore the carbon is possible. If you have an improper thought, even by one of the seven, the carbon is possible. However, ein bo kares. If a person would eat the meat from such a carbon, would not get kares. What do you mean? You had pigel, you had an improper thought, chutzos mano, outside the proper time. But the only time that a person would violate pigel and have to would get kares is only if the entire part of that avoda was done in that fashion. However, here, since only one of the seven sprinklings was with this improper thought, we say shin mefalgin b'chatzi matir, that you don't get the punishment of kares when only part of the avoda was improper. It's still an invalid karbon, but in that situation you would not get kares unless the entire thought of that part of the avoda, which means all the sprinkling, would have been with the improper thought.